Consider yourself normal? Then this is not the show for you. Please go somewhere else. This is WYRD. If it's getting weird, it's got to be the Weird Mountain Gals show. You're listening to Byron and Alicia, the Weird Mountain Gals.
Well, here it is 15 years out, and it's 15 years almost. Yeah, it's 15 years. Because I just looked up our IRS tax papers, because I wanted to find out what that date was so I could tell them.
Yeah.
So 15 years. I'm the last founder that still is connected with the organization. The last one. Last man standing.
Wow. Last
and
one
I,
man.
With the exception of one person, I don't think anybody's left in anger. They've just gone on to do something else.
Moved. A lot of them moved, I guess.
Moved, died. You know, died. Vanessa was one of the founders, and she has died. One moved out the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but, you know, I wouldn't mind if the listeners could kind of hear more about it. Because the thing of it is it's an interesting organization. Y'all do a lot of stuff, and you feel a need.
And there's not a lot of goddess temples in the United States.
Mm-mm. I don't think that there is. These images here, when I typed in your temple name, and I was just looking at straight at images, I saw somebody, and I thought, is that Vanessa? But it's not. And or maybe it says Gold Red Woman, Mother Grove Temple Celebration of Bridget of Ireland. Oh, it might be. This is Faith Asheville.
Oh, and how long ago was it?
Let me see. 2011. And she had that same look that I've mm-hmm. seen in Vanessa's images. And that a lot of strong women who've been through some because of it have. How about that?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I know that's you, and I know that's her. So, yeah. So get her
So that
done, in other
was good. I
words.
mean, that was one of those, it went better than expected, but it was
Yeah.
still unexpected, still odd and unexpected.
Yeah. And what are we talking about now?
Well, I'm thinking about Alice in Wonderland. That's the way things feel like right now.
Yeah.
Just feel a
That's a
little bit
good,
like
yeah.
I'm at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like surfing. It's kind of like surfing because you don't know exactly where you're going to land. You just have to kind of go with it and be confident, hopefully, at it. So
What a terrifying thought.
I know, but the confident part or the going with it part?
The going with it part, the surfing part. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
That's where you actually realize that you are not in control of everything. And
Yes.
that is the way it ought to be too, and that's a good thing. But there's a lot of things that we can be in control of, and I don't even want to go into it right now because it's so
Yeah.
beautiful that it keeps calling me. I keep glancing out the window. The forsythia are beautiful, and
Oh my gosh,
so
the daffodils are so yellow.
yeah.
I don't remember them being this yellow.
I don't either, and I don't remember the forsythias like this either. And they're just startling. And so maybe
Yes,
it's that the
yes.
background is not as vivid as it usually is for some reason or something. I don't know, but it's like, wow. And it seems like it took one day for it to happen.
Yeah, I think it does feel like that. Like it was just boom, popping. It was popping.
Yep. So I'm not complaining. It's just
Oh,
something I've
me either.
noticed. Yeah, something I noticed. So your trip is going to be to sacred space, and it sounds like you got some interesting classes. I wish that I could go, but
Well, at some point when you can, you will go with me to some of these
I
things.
sure will, that's for sure. And then after that, where are you going?
After that, I've got about 10 days at home, and then I go out to Pagan Unity, which is out between Nashville and Memphis this year.
Oh, okay.
It's about 6 hours
So,
away, so that'll be a little bit of a schlep, but not
yeah.
bad.
And what that's going to be in April, I guess. Pretty nice. That's usually
Yeah,
some pretty weather out there.
it's gonna be hot, I think, but
It may be.
It's just a lot easier this year. Last year was a lot of, I'd come home on a Sunday, and on Monday, I'd have to get ready to go out the next weekend. So life is going to be a lot easier this year.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm
me
glad.
too.
Well, that just means that you'll have more time here. Oh, here's another one. It's talking about the ancestor ritual. And it's a, oh, this is an article actually out of the local paper. It shows the All Souls. Oh,
Oh,
wow.
yeah.
It sure does. Hello. I think I was there for this one.
And I'm
Interesting.
going to something in May that you might want to go with me. It's just across the mountains over in Tennessee. It's
Yeah.
called May Moon Madness, I think.
Oh.
And and I'm on camp, so you'd have to camp, but just be one night.
Yeah.
And that might be fun.
Yeah.
Just
May
to
Moon
awaken one
Madness. I wonder, have you been to it before?
many years ago, and I understand it's well, the way the fella told me when we were talking about it, because I had been there back in the wild old days, and he
Yeah.
said, "Oh no, it's not like that anymore. No, it's pretty family friendly, and there'll be some good music, and yeah."
Oh, wow. Okay. We can handle
No, and
that.
they're pretty nice people, and there's a wedding on the Saturday, I think, or wedding on the Friday, and then I do a class on Saturday, and I may just go home after the class. I don't know. Haven't decided yet. Because that's all I'm doing in May, except it's my daughter's birthday and my husband's birthday, and it's Beltane and all that stuff. But I'm not going out of town at all. I made a decision not to.
I think that's awesome. So that means you and me are going to be hanging out.
Yeah, because I had an invitation to come up to the Northern Virginia up near Quantico.
Oh.
I looked at it and I thought, oh, it's a long drive. It's a very long drive.
Oh, yes, it is.
And
What?
I just went, thank you for thinking of me. That was so kind. And please, consider me another time because I might be able to do it, but not this time. Not this time. And that was
Hey.
Beltane weekend. That was Beltane weekend. I said, I really need to be home for that holy day.
I'm glad. I'm really glad you're going to be home. That is cool.
And I'm also
So,
saving up all my energy because in July I got that big trip.
oh, yeah.
And that's going to be an energy buster. Woo!
Yeah. Tell them about it.
I am leading a tour to a bunch of ancient sites and witchy places in Cornwall. We're going to stay at the Tintagel Castle Hotel. We're going to St. Ives. We're going to Penzance. We're going to Michael's Mount. We're going to all kinds of places. It's going to be pretty darn amazing. And that, if people are interested in that, you can go to renadventures.com, renadventures.com, and look up a Cornwall Ramble with me. We
Okay,
got, I
a
think there's a
Cornwall
couple
River.
of, yeah, I think there's a couple of places left.
Cool.
We always welcome a few more people. It's going to be a
Oh, yeah.
lot of fun.
It sounds like it. What little I know so far, we'll be able to communicate across the pond if you have time. That'll be
You
fun.
know it. You know it. Well,
Yeah.
maybe it'll be as crazy as it was at Appalachian Studies, where it's just like, I'm in the hallway. Let's do it. We're
Yeah.
doing a podcast. Listen up.
I love it.
That was
Well,
funny.
it
The
was no
guy
big
from,
deal.
yeah, the guy from West Virginia Public Radio was like, I like you. You're weird. And I said, I am weird. And this is Weird Mountain Gal.
That's right. You're not just weird, you're the weird mountain gal. I
We
mean,
are the Weird Mountain Gals for
that's
sure.
right. You know, we're nobody though without the folks who are listening with us
No,
because.
that's exactly right. I mean, we're just part of that whole weird group of folks. And I don't know if we mentioned it last week or not, but Sonia's mama finally made her transition from matter to spirit,
Yep.
as they say. And so we send our big love and thoughts out to her and also to Ilsa, who is making some big
Yes.
decisions. She and Jay making some decisions of their own.
Oh yeah. And we send out all our good thoughts to the rest of y'all because they've all got stuff going on. I think
They
that's what makes
do.
them weird. So they have all the they're like us in that they stay busy.
They do indeed stay busy.
Anyway, well, Cheeky Poo, I guess I better let you go. I know you're trying to get packed.
Well, first, I got to say to you, what you making for supper tonight?
I haven't even thought about it.
Well, girl,
I
it's time
haven't.
to make supper right now.
Well, it's, I've been eating too late. Man, I've been doing that. I don't know. It may be a sandwich night or a leftover of some kind night. Who knows? I've had some good food this week. We had some farm eggs from Mindy, and I baked some ham and got it all sliced up, all of that. And we've had like ham biscuits,
Oh,
stuff like that.
yummy. Oh, that sounds
Yeah.
so good.
Oh yes. Oh
Yeah,
yes.
I've got into this bad habit of I'll eat lunch really late, like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then when it's supper time, I feed Joe, but I don't really eat much if I eat anything at all. And then about 8 or 9 o'clock, I'm like, why am I so hungry? Because you didn't eat any damn supper. That's why.
Same here. That's exactly what I've been doing.
And yesterday, Joe went out with some of his girlfriends, his harem, and they all went out to have a late lunch. So he came back and he was like, no, I don't want any supper. I'm not hungry. Well, it ended up he wanted a salad. So I made a salad. I had salad, but that means I didn't have that big, heavy lunch he had. I just had the
Oh.
salad. So by 8 o'clock, I'm like, God, why am I so hungry? Oh, but I didn't feel like making anything tonight. I mean, it's almost 5 o'clock now. Y'all don't know this because you're listening to it at 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening. But so I've got leftovers from Mexican food we had at lunch. And you know what Joe's gonna have for supper tonight? Leftover Mexican food.
Leftovers. That sounds good. If he doesn't
Well,
come by for it, call me. I love leftover Mexican
what
food.
that means is that I have to figure out what I'm gonna eat for supper, and I gotta make myself eat something for supper. And not just go, well, I'll just have another big glass of water, or I'll have a cup of tea, or I'll finish my coffee, or whatever. I have to have real food because my stomach is, my body needs food. I know
Well,
it's
I've
hard to
got,
believe. Food.
yeah, I have plenty of ham. Come get it if you want it.
Well,
I'll bring it to you if you want it. And,
I got two turkey thighs yesterday at the grocery store. And
yeah,
they
oh.
were, reduced for quick sale, but they, their sale by date wasn't passed. It was a couple of days. Anyway, I brought them home and boiled them up. And I'm telling you, that is a lot of meat. So I may chop all that up and make turkey salad with some
Yes.
celery and a little bit of onion and some dukes. That'd be good. That'd
Yep.
be
Do you put
tasty.
pickles in them?
I could. Yeah, hell yeah.
We put pickles in the turkey salad. I love homemade turkey salad. God, I love
I've not had turkey
it.
salad. I don't remember the last time I had turkey salad, so that'd be
Probably
good.
Thanksgiving.
No, because we have Thanksgiving with Joe's family, so
Oh,
we
that's
really
right.
don't
It's Italian.
have leftovers.
That's right. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's one of
We'll
those. That's one of
see.
those things that I could eat that all the time too. I have my standard things that I don't know that I could be filled on. I could eat it every day and probably, and I think that way too. It's like if I'm stuck on a desert island and I get one magic item to eat a day, but it has to be the same thing, what would I want?
What is it?
Well, that changes, depends on my mood. Usually
Oh.
it ends up being a sandwich of some kind.
I tell you what, my favorite, when people say, what's your comfort food? What's your comfort food? Well, anything sweet I love, but my comfort food is a cheese sandwich with mayonnaise and lettuce.
Oh.
And I could eat that every day of the world. And it's
Wow.
because when I was in college, I would come home from doing theater late,
Yeah.
and whatever supper my grandmother would have put away, and it'd be cold, so I would have had to heat it up, and without a microwave because it was the 70s and we didn't have one. So instead, I would make a cheese and mayonnaise sandwich, and it was
Wow.
comforting. It was very comforting, and it still is.
A lot of people in my family make a banana and mayonnaise sandwich. Blech! I can't
I
stand
like
that thought.
a banana and peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, me too. But
And did you ever eat, when you were a kid, did you ever eat sandwiches with the potato chips on them?
oh yeah, I still do.
Because my neighbors, and they got commodity food, which I was always a little bit jealous about, but my dad refused to do anything like that. But they'd get, all this amazing commodity food. And my friend, who was the one of the daughters in the family, she turned me on to white bread, mustard, and potato chip sandwiches. And
Oh, wow.
I ate them.
Wow.
I ate them,
Oh,
God knows.
I had my kind of, I had a bad term for it, but it's my slum food or whatever you want to call it. And it would change a little through the years, but I would go get this terrible stew in a can. It's like, it's not Castleberry, it's some other kind.
But like beef
And
stew.
yes. And I would put bread on the bottom of a bowl and heat the stew on top of it. And I would eat this bread and stew concoction. I can't believe I did, but I
I'm
loved
telling you,
it.
that sounds delicious to me.
Oh, It
does. It sounds wonderful.
was nasty even when I was eating it. You know, I was like, oh, yeah. And there was a sandwich meat that was always on sale, and it was like ham and with little dots of what was supposed to be cheese. And by the way, it wasn't really ham either. And it was just disgusting. And I would eat that sometimes.
Oh,
But
I
that's,
know. I love that stuff. And pickle loaf. Did you ever eat pickle loaf?
I
It's
did
like,
when it was on sale. But you
it's
know,
kind of like bologna with slices of, oh no, olive loaf. That's what
olive
I'm thinking
loaf,
of,
yeah.
with slices of olive in it.
Oh,
Oh my
yeah.
God.
But you know, to me, that was even back then, when I didn't really care about what people thought of me, but I still felt shame eating that food because I knew it was so unhealthy. But I wanted it anyway, and I was, you know, and I would eat it anyway. But I never would eat that food if somebody else was around.
Isn't that
And
funny?
my favorite sandwich along those lines was a bay. I'd put it in the oven, and so it would be a toasted bologna and cheese sandwich with a big tomato sliced on it afterwards.
Oh boy, that sounds yummy.
I could eat that today. I have no shame issue there. But
No,
it was, yeah.
I don't have any shame issues around food because I was so food insecure that. You know, if you see me eating olive loaf and you got some judgment on that, well, here is my big white Appalachian feminist goddess worshiping behind that you may kiss. Food, food is
Yeah.
food. Though I would like to get a hold of, and if any y'all listening have it and you could bear to part with it, I would love to have a copy of that old white trash cooking recipe book because my mother had that.
Well,
And
if
she
what
loved
was
it. And she actually
that
cooked
what
it
it was
out of it. She
called?
was, white trash cooking. Yeah. And it was mostly, a can of this with a box of that. And white
White
trash
trash
cooking.
cooking. Well, that
And
should be.
there were several of them.
I'm looking right
What?
now. Boy, you're right. Yeah,
Oh,
there, I see
so I.
it.
If anybody's got one that they'd like to get rid of, you contact me and let me know what you want for it. I'd love it because
Yeah.
I didn't get any of my mother's cookbooks, or no, I don't think I did. I don't remember
I'm
getting
sorry.
any.
Well, that is too bad. Well, if you ever you're are you still collecting cookbooks or
No, not really. I get a cookbook occasionally, either from somebody I know who's written a cookbook, or, I love those old church cookbooks.
Me too. I love those. I really
Pearl
love
of the
those.
and the Grange, they used to put out a cookbook, so I like those. But I went through, oh gosh, it's been several years ago now, and I got rid of half of the cookbooks I own, and I could do that again easy. Because I've got a little shelf over my work area that's got the ones that I use. And then the rest are, if I, oh, that might be an interesting thing to look at. But I mean, I don't mostly use cookbooks anymore unless I'm baking and I need to know the ratio of something.
Boy, I do.
I just chop it up and throw it in some olive oil.
Do you? Okay.
Everything.
Well, I still use cookbooks all the time. Matter
Well,
of
good.
fact,
You should come over here and pick you out a box full of these damn cookbooks. I
no,
will put them in
thank
your
you.
home.
Well, you and I are going to have a cookbook. We will.
We are. That is the plan. I've got little. I'm looking at the notebook right now. That's got a whole bunch of little. Oh, it'd be fun if we had a whole section on biscuits and gravy, and what kind of gravy you can
We could have a
use.
whole chapter on just gravy.
Yes, we absolutely could. And
Yeah.
another chapter just on biscuits or
Yeah.
breads, I guess, because it'd
Well,
have to have cornbread and biscuits.
you would. Well, I've been reading the Christmas Cottage Holiday Cookbook 1982 edition.
Oh, goodness.
That well, it's a scanned So it's digital, I hate to say, but it's every page of it was scanned and I can flip the pages on it and everything. Just
Oh,
like,
nice.
yeah. If I was really sharp, I could print it out, but I don't want to waste the paper and stuff. So I look at it, and there's thousands and thousands of cookbooks on archive.org that you can look at for free. It costs you nothing. And they have an entire library that you can check a book out for like 3 weeks, I think it is. And so it's just like a real library. It's just digital. So if you have a, if you have a Kindle or a whatever the other ones are called, you can download it into there or into your iPad or into your phone or whatever, and it will, you can read on it for 3 weeks, just like at a regular library. And I think
Oh,
that's
that's
pretty
cool.
good. You're not limited county lines at that point. And oh, and here's another thing I found out I was going to tell you. The entire first book, Dune, audiobook, it's read. You can get it on YouTube. The entire thing.
Wow.
Yeah,
My
so you could
God,
take
how
that with
long?
you in the car.
How long would it take to read that first book?
I'll put a link up before the podcast comes up. We've had a lot
Cool.
of, yeah. And I thought about you and I thought, well, that could either be fascinating or a tool to help you go to sleep at night and then have bad dreams. But, don't
You
fall
know,
asleep to that book. It's no, do not.
I gotta be honest with y'all. Sometimes I'll decide on a Sunday evening, and Sunday's always a super busy day for me. So I go to bed and I just want to, I'm gonna listen to the podcast Sunday night. And I'll put our podcast on and then I wake up later and I didn't hear none of it. So for me, I always have to wake up Monday morning and listen to the podcast every Monday morning. Because if I try to do it at night, I just hear us and I go, oh, listen to us. We're so silly. Look, we're just the craziest little things going, aren't we?
Yeah,
And
well,
then,
we are.
but if it's Monday morning, I'm awake. You know, I'm drinking some coffee, listening to us jawing and jawing.
Do you get critical?
I do not. I
I don't
don't.
either. Okay, 8 hours is what it's saying here. On the for the entire,
Wow.
yeah.
So
That's kind of interesting.
that's unabridged. It's only 8 hours.
Now, I can't imagine that it's unabridged, but it says it's the audiobook, so it
Huh.
says the complete audiobook. Yeah, so interesting. And I would have never, it would have not occurred to me, you see. It just wouldn't have occurred to me to look for it. But here they are. And here's man, there's so many Dune reviews of Dune Part
Huh.
Two. The second, people are going nuts over it. I really
The
need
new
to go
movie,
see.
you mean? The new
Yep.
movie?
Yep.
Nuts
People are
in a
going
good
nuts.
way, or
Yeah.
nuts in a good way, or just nuts?
No, nuts in a really good way.
Oh,
As
good.
in, they're already like demanding the third movie, which is already going to happen. And they're already, I've seen several reviews comparing it to Star Wars. And all of them have been like, this is better than Star Wars. I
Wow.
saw, yeah. It makes me, I'm looking so forward to seeing it. Can't wait.
You saw
I
the
will.
first one, right?
Yes, I did. I on a big screen, not in a movie theater, but I saw it and it's fine. I had to get used to several things, but the second half of the book promises to be, to me, looks like it's going to be pretty darn good, pretty exciting. The first one, I was busy going, wait, that's not what it was in the first book. But then I realized after I watched it again, I was like, who cares? They couldn't have possibly just, put that tiny little detail in. So but he did a great job with it. So anyway, I think Paul Atreides looks like a child, but, and I think his girl Zendaya, the one he falls in love with, I think she looks like she could kick his ass. She looks like a football player.
Oh, well, good. So she's, is she physically substantial?
She appears to be in the movie
Nice.
because she's wearing
That's
this
good.
muscly looking, frem kit or fremen, what do they call those? Steel suit. A steel suit. It's all muscly, and they show her with in certain types of close-ups where it just looks like she's got these big giant shoulders. And then you see him, and he's this tiny little waif. So he looks like he should be modeling with Twiggy somewhere. So anyway, listen, I'm gonna go. I'm getting stupid now.
I know. Well, we're just getting hungry. You go make some sandwiches for supper, and I'm gonna figure out what I'm gonna eat.
I'll do it. And listen,
All
good
right.
travels. I'll be thinking about you, okay?
Yeah, well, we'll talk. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll talk before then. But if
Me
not, we'll
too.
figure out when we're gonna record while I'm in Maryland, Maryland. All
Yeah.
right, you take care.
You too. We'll
Bye,
see.
y'all.
Bye, y'all. Hey, thank you for spending your time with us here at Weird Mountain Gals. We sure do appreciate it. I know time is the most important thing we have, so I promise that if you take your time to listen to us, we'll take our time to continue to be weird. Many thanks to Sunslice Records for all the help. We couldn't do it without you, Craig. Check out our social media for information, community, or a few laughs. WYRD Mountain Gals.
WYRD.